The Odyssey earns $87 million in its second weekend, Christopher Nolan's best second weekend yet. By Breitbart News on July 27, 2026. AP, The Odyssey continued to exert a mighty hold on moviegoers in its second weekend in North American theaters, with $87 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates Sunday. That's only a 30% drop from its first weekend, an incredibly modest slide for a blockbuster. It's also filmmaker Christopher Nolan's best second weekend ever, not accounting for inflation. In 2008, The Dark Knight earned $75.2 million in weekend two. That would be an impressive opening weekend for any film, said Paul Dergerbedian, Rentrak's head of marketplace trends. This is a testament to the outpouring of excitement and enthusiasm that moviegoers are having for Christopher Nolan's latest epic. With $128.3 million from international theaters, The Odyssey has made an estimated $639.6 million globally. Theaters around the world are adding showtimes to try to meet the demand, Dergerbedian said. As with last weekend, much of that sum is from premium large format screens. IMAX screens alone accounted for $48 million of the global earnings this weekend. The coveted 70mm IMAX screens, of which there are only 41 worldwide, earn $5.2 million. Most of those showtimes are sold out through September, the company said. There was no significant new competition this weekend or last. Regardless, the second weekend earnings is rare for a movie that opened over $100 million. For an R-rated movie, it's second only to Deadpool and Wolverine. But the open waters will become a little more crowded next weekend when audiences get another blockbuster option with Spider-Man: Brand New Day, which shares actors Tom Holland and Zendaya with The Odyssey. Some analysts say that Spider-Man could net the biggest opening weekend of the year. Still, Nolan's film will have its run of most IMAX screens for weeks to come. Second and third place went to Disney releases: Moana, with $10.5 million, and Toy Story 5 close behind with $10 million. The latter surpassed $1 billion in its fifth weekend, with $448 million from domestic theaters and $573 million from international screens. It's the sixth Pixar film to hit the milestone. Bleecker Street's release of Hades Town, the musical, a live stage recording of the show, rounded out the top five with $9.7 million in its first weekend. The hit Broadway show uses folk and jazz to tell an ancient Greek tale. Olivia Wilde's chamber dramedy The Invite also continues to do well in its platform release, with another $2.6 million that brings its running total to $19.8 million. The year overall is running about 10% ahead of last year, and the summer box office this weekend surpassed $3 billion. Before the pandemic, the summer movie season would regularly exceed $4 billion. The only other time it has since was the Barbenheimer in 2023. Dergerbedian is cautiously optimistic that it could be within reach this summer too. That's a pretty heavy lift for August, but this could be a mega August given the staying power of The Odyssey coupled with Spider-Man: Brand New Day, he said. For The Odyssey, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon run that'll play well into August. Top 10 movies by domestic box office. With final domestic figures being released Monday, this list factors in the estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Rentrak. 1. The Odyssey, $87 million. 2. Moana, $10.5 million. 3. Toy Story 5, $10 million. 4. Minions and Monsters, $9.7 million. 5. Hades Town, $9.6 million. 6. The Invite, $2.6 million. 7. Evil Dead Burn, $2.6 million. 8. Young Washington, $2 million. 9. Motor City, $1.6 million. 10. Obsession, $1.5 million.